Hello, brothers and sisters, and hello all who are listening. Let's come before the Lord in a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we come before you now. We thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. We thank you that you're a good, good, good God. We worship you and we praise you. You know who's listening here. We pray that you would open their hearts to receive your words and that you, O Lord, would truly prepare them and draw them to your Son, for no man can come to you, Lord Jesus, except you draw him to your Father. Give me your words and fill me with your Spirit. You know, and you alone know what I should share. So give me now your word. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to do something different. My name is, by the way, let me introduce myself. I'm Daniel Bindinger, and I want to do something different. What I would like to do is give my phone number, and then if someone has a request of what you would like me to speak about, I'm going to be speaking about for this week, so here from Sunday through the following Saturday, I'm going to be giving the devotionals. And if you are listening here today and have some question or something on your mind, please give me a call or text me and tell me, I would like a teaching on this. And then I could teach on that. Because the hardest thing to know through devotionals is exactly what to teach on, because I don't know who's listening and I don't know what the needs are. Therefore, please do me the favor of calling me or texting me and telling me what you would like taught on, if there is truly something you would like. And get a pen or something to write with. I'll give you my number in a second. My number is 931-445-5777. Again, 931-445-5777. I'm going to start today just sharing my testimony. So, I was raised in a Christian home. My parents told me, Daniel, you're not a Christian just because we're Christians. And so I knew that I had to have my own personal relationship with Jesus. I had to be saved from my sins. And so I prayed a prayer to become a Christian, but nothing happened. Nothing changed. And so some time would go on. I said I'm a Christian, right, because I had prayed a prayer to receive Jesus, like so many in America have. Well, then there was no change in my life, and temptations to do wrong would come and to sin, and I would fall again and sin again, and again I would ask, Lord, oh, Lord, save me from my sins. I'm so sorry. But then there would be no change. I'd get up from my knees or whatever, or I finished praying. I figure, okay, I guess I'm saved. I mean, dude, what else can I do? But there was no change. You know, there's so many millions that have bought into the lie that if I pray the right prayer, then I'm going to be saved. And so they pray the right prayer and they become Christians. Then there are millions that have bought into another lie, or many anyway. And that is that, I believe in Jesus. Now I've got to live right. And if I can live right, then God will accept me. So I just have to, I have to live right. Maybe you are listening to this and thinking, well, I have to, follow what the church says. If I can follow the church, obey the rules, then, and I do the best I can, then I hope God will accept me. Well, my friend, if that's where you are today, let me ask you, what is the dependent thing upon you making it to heaven? Listen to your words. If you say, I'm doing the best I can, and I hope that God will accept me. I, me, are the words. So if doing the best you can is what will determine whether you make it into heaven, then you're trusting in your works to make it in. And there is no way we can make it in on our works, because all liars will have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. And there's not a person that's not a liar, because all have lies. And there's every other sin also will take you to hell. And so there is no hope in what we can do in our own work. It's only in Jesus. It's only by faith in Jesus that we can be saved. And then you might say, well, so what, those people, they just believe and then they're saved? But look at them. They're still keeping on in sin. we're getting back to my story. Because if they're keeping on to their sin, then no, they're not saved. What are they saved from? They're not saved from sin if they're stuck in it, right? You're not saved from the mud if you're stuck in the mud. No way. So, you see, I was stuck in sin. Temptations to do bad would come, and I would do them. Sometimes I could resist, but many times I couldn't. And I had no power, other than my own willpower, to live righteously. And this continued for a number of years. I prayed everything I knew how to pray. I went to church. I read my Bible. I sang the songs. I prayed in church. I talked to people about God even. I even witnessed some people. But you know what? I had no power to live the godly life. And all these things, going to church and reading my Bible and, you know, doing things Christians do, I made myself do them. And my dad made me some too to do them. It didn't come from my heart. Now, if you're here today and you're doing these things that Christians do because, well, you've got to do it, right? I'm supposed to read my Bible. I'm supposed to go to church, et cetera. But it didn't come from your heart. And it's not worth anything. Now, I'm not saying stop reading your Bible and going to church, but I'm saying if it's not from your heart, then it's just a joke. That's where I was. I'm telling you from my experience. Now, here's what happened. One night, my father caught me. One evening, he caught me doing something that I knew was wrong. It wasn't super bad, but it was wrong, and I was looking at his back, sort of, and I didn't want him to find out. When he did, then all of a sudden, I felt so bad. And I felt bad that I had been doing it. I thought to myself, how can I be, call myself a Christian and doing wrong when I know it's wrong? Because Christians sin by accident, but when they know it's wrong, they don't do it anyway. That was my understanding. So I realized that since I knew it was wrong, and I was doing it anyway, that meant I wasn't a Christian. And, you know, I'm not talking about something you happen to do, but I'm talking about something that you know is wrong. You just keep on and keep on and keep on practicing it. So, well, for the first time, I realized that I was not a Christian, and I was really tired of sinning, and I was tired of living for myself. And I asked Jesus in a simple prayer. I thought, you know what, I'm going to pray one more time. See, many times I've prayed, but my purpose, my motive, I mean, was I wanted to go to heaven and not to hell. And I'll tell you, that's a selfish motive. It's for what I could get out of it. Well, I mean, everybody wants to go to heaven, right? But not everybody wants to quit their sin. Most people do not want to stop their sin. Yeah, you want to get out of the punishment, but you like the pain. Well, God sees your heart. And if you like sin, just want to get out of going to hell, he's not going to save you. How can he save you? God is never going to go against our will. My will was to continue in sin. So how could he save me from what I didn't want to be saved from in my heart? So that's the point. The heart has to get to the place that it no longer wants sin. So I had to get to the point that I didn't want sin anymore, but I wanted God. And when my heart got to that place, and I prayed the most simple prayer, I didn't pray the right words, I'm sure. I just asked him to help me not sin, and asked him to be the king of my life, the Lord of my life. And you know what? When I opened my eyes, I was filled with a joy like I had never felt in my life, and a peace as well. And I wasn't afraid to die anymore. I knew that God had saved me. It was like I could feel God there with me. It was a radical, different feeling that I had ever had before. And, it was just the most amazing thing. I had this inner knowing that I was God's child. I knew that I was saved. If today you don't know if you're saved, well, maybe it's because someone told you you can't know. But let me tell you why. You know who your real father is, your human father, right? So why wouldn't you know who your spiritual father is too? Well, I'll tell you. If some man walked by and I said, is that your father? And you said, oh, I think so. I don't know. I hope so. Well, that would make me doubt if he was your father. And I will, because a person knows who his father is, right? In a normal family setting is what I'm talking about. And, well, if God is your father, you know it. And here's what I experienced. I had this inner knowing that God was my father, or that I was saved, in other words. That's what I had, this inner knowing. And you say, how? Well, the Bible says that the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So, in other words, God, through his spirit, tells your spirit, you're my child. And if he hasn't told you that, it's because you're not yet his child. And that's one of the proofs of really being a Christian, is that God tells you you're his child. And so, anyway, I had this inner knowing. And besides all of that, as the days went on, here's what I based my salvation on most of all, is I had this new power to say no to sin, no to temptations that I couldn't know to before. I had this new power from God. And it was amazing. I mean, I'm telling you, for about 5 years I tried to live right, but I didn't have the power. But from that day on, all of a sudden, I had this power beyond my willpower, this supernatural power to say no. And the temptation didn't have the same strong pull on me. I could say no and walk away, and that was it. I was wowed. It took me by surprise. I wasn't expecting it. That's why I know it was God. And more than that, he even took away my desire for some bad things and replaced it with desires for good things. Not only I could say no, but I didn't even want to. What was appealing to me, what drew me before, now was like disgusting to me. Why? Because God says that he gives us a new heart. When we have a new heart, we just don't even want the things we wanted before. And since then, the Lord has been changing me and working in me. And am I perfect? No. But he gave me a new nature. So instead of wanting the bad, I want the good. Not that I have no desire, but no, of course, we still have a flesh. But it's entirely different because I have God's spirit inside of me, and I've got the new heart from God. And so I have his power and his desires to do right. Now, that same for you. And if you haven't experienced it, if you don't know, I mean, know that you know that you know that you're born again, like 100% sure, like more sure that you're going to heaven than that you're going home today, something like that. You know what I'm saying? 100% sure. If you don't have that 100% assurance, then you need to keep seeking the Lord, because that's the kind of assurance that God gives his children. And if you'd like me to speak more on this or on anything else, I'll give you my number once more. Just please tell me, because I want to speak about what people are needing to hear, and I don't know what people need to hear. So just please call in or text me and let me know. Call me or text me. So again, my number here, my name is Daniel Dininger, and I'm praying for whoever's hearing this, that God may bless you and give you that assurance of salvation. My number is 931-445-5777. Again, 931-445-5777. May God bless you richly, and may you find that full assurance of salvation in Jesus Christ. And like I said before, I'll just say it again. It's when we get to the point that we decide we want God more than we want our sin. That's when, you know, when we call out to him in faith, he will save us. But I can talk more on this if anyone wants to. God bless you.